Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Just a moment, we've got an explosion inside. Okay.
And the voice said, neither snow nor rain, nor blue light shall stay these hungry years from the swift completion of their appointed round.
I noticed that a second before it hit the building, it looked like it was moving slowly, and it lined itself up to hit the building directly.
The doorman goes to me, wow, I never seen a plane flying so low. And we looked out at it, all of a sudden, boom, it seemed like it wasn't even real.
I said, the whole snake's about, looks like 6 7 floors are taken out.
Let's hold on just a moment. We got an explosion inside.
The building is
exploding
right now. You got people running up the street.
Cause when love is gone, there's always justice. And when justice is gone,
could describe what happened here in the United States on Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. I was in New York when it was going down. My heart goes out to those in the aircrafts, the buildings, the rescuers killed on the ground.
As a person who has traveled across 40 countries in the world, I can attest to the fact that the common peoples on the earth have long suffered and swallowed the bullet of the greed of governmental rule and arrogance. Power is a funny thing when poured on the few individuals that are selected to govern people, no matter where they're at on the earth. It makes manipulation a close cousin. Mad questions abound. Whoever the so-called hijackers of planet is answered to, my question is, how come their superiors didn't put their lives on the line? I don't buy religious martyrdom if the leader heads themselves can't get in the same box. It's problematic when one is trained and taught to die for religious elevation, while the heads of that structure rich as hell and don't share the wealth with their followers. On the other side, the United States is talking war, but who is actually gonna fight those battles and with whom? War is not a football game, y'all. Bush and the rest of these 50 plus white men, seek power included, will not be on the air or field. They will not be on the air or field. They're making definite decisions, and I have a problem with the arrogance of most governments, period. I have a problem with the arrogance of man, period. There's little of any humility on both parts. The skeptical pendulum is swinging both ways as far as culprits are concerned. I have a problem with dragging innocent people into political high-level bullshit. There will be innocent people catching it bad across both waters, infested with a lethal combination of fact, attacks, men, dogma, and orders. I have a problem with America walking out. Damn near this shitting on the World Racism Conference in South Africa. I have issues with the United States talking cocky, considering while admitting themselves about the carrying out of assassinations. I have a problem with heartless cats training to fly planes in order to kill thousands of innocent people in the air or on the ground. I have a problem with some nations and its protectors, how they refuse to acknowledge their major contribution to this cycle of terror and greed. I have a problem that Americans consider it an over there issue, as if it was on another planet. I have a problem with America with 3Ks, and its relentless hyping and macho barroom tales of a beat you down pass. I don't have a problem with America can be. In New York, a place known for people not giving a damn about the next person, all of a sudden people are communicating with one another, regardless of background, unless the person has a Middle Eastern visual characteristic. And that's where America, that's where 3Ks and not America, spelled properly, rears its ugliness. Understand the difference, y'all. Twisted. Why anybody want to kill God? It's whack when people oblivious to the facts are dragged into war and death. It's whack when cast all religion into the mix. It's whack that celebrations are taking place in streets of some nations. And just as terrible as some Texans shooting and burning a mosque in Abilene. Just as horrible the fact that Americans jumped in celebratory joy when two atomic bombs were dropped on Japan in 1945 and updated hate in 2001 about people calling people of backgrounds dogs is documented. I could go on and on and on about the in and out and still continue terrorism endorsed American. That's what 3K style is eloquently pointed out and covered by my man Art McGee in the Black Radical Congress piece. Terror attacks, ignoring calls for reparation, only endorses a past of slavery, KKK, COINTELPRO, Japanese World War II concentration camps, etc., etc. That's been hosted here in the same land of the free everybody's talking about. When it all boils down to it, power has never been with the people. The people of the earth are still pawns in the game, while the board masters, the rulers of countries, corporations, giant and religious organizations, networks, they have quests for individual money and power. These leaderships operate under the guise of In God We Trust or even Allahu Akbar, where the action assumes a position of an act of God. It's not what you say you are, it's what you prove you are. So avoid this latest rhetoric and arrogance that's woven with this twisted sense of God, while the everyday person is shook by a new existence in this old day, this century, this millennium. On the real, in all sense of humility, may God bless us all beyond the flags. Why y'all wanna kill God? A twisted sense of God.
Oh yes, Lord, making Lord, Lord, you and I come together right now, right now. We've been thinking, have a life. Now listen to this. Change your thinking. Come. Begin to come. Come. Done. Blood on the doorpost. Eat that all night. Bondage and feeble premature. Follow me. I'm the head behind.
am, tell, and I will. Now listen close. Take it. Number one, let me tell you something. Heaven, member, my dear member, stop it. I don't know. We are what we think we are. You are what you think you are. Stop it. And let me tell you something right now. There's nothing wrong with wanting, my dear member. Oh, once you've tasted it, my dear member. Now listen closely. Listen to me. Direction are power. Hello. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. Bah-bah-bah-bah-ha-shanda. You realize that your food, even now, I am touching you, my dear member. Prick power. Prick power. Our world, my dear prick. Now, let me say something to you again. I want you to remember. Cuss it. Handle and go with the flow. Number two. Gop-bop-gop-bop-bop. The power of the tongue. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. I got to get your mouth open. Hello, listen to you. Listen to me. I'm talking to you. I am cannibal, a camel, dog, monkey. We become carnal-minded. I found out that secret place. I don't know if I passed out under exhaustion or what in my closet, but I was in there a long time. I've had dick. It just starts coming out of your mouth. Get it in your soul. No! Get it in your soul. And then you touched my erection. Now listen to this. You've got, and let me tell you this one thing. Be like a tree. You've got, my dear member, natural, brute, almost animal. The blood pressure goes down. There it is right there. There's blood pressure. You stabilize. Put a little bit of oil. Pour it again. After about an hour of that, I can't forget this. We'll just use it. It'll grow. Those devils, those lying devils that get on television and radio and newspapers, they'd say all. The devil tried to get me to believe the very lies. Ho, ho. Favor. It grows. I just can't have it. Believe it. Woohoo. What do you want? What do you want? Every day. Oh. Whew. Dumb and blind to everything around you. Are you ready? I am. Pervert. I am. The Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Nonsense. I'm going to give it to you. Now listen to this. I want you to open your mouth. You need to make a checkout for $5,000 and send it in today. Get some more meat here in this. Get your mouth open. Some more meat. Write out a check today. 666.
They all take care of me. The church, the state, the doctors and judges. For 9 months, they all wish me the best. I'm something precious and they protect me. As an unborn, I'm supposed to grow and flourish. Ignorant as to my gender, my language and my race, with meals on tap and free bed and board, I can have a good time without worrying about what tomorrow brings. You see, we unborn get it good, even if we don't know who we are. Come to think of it, and thinking is something I'm not usually noted for. For all I know, I could be an orangutan or some other life form, as my zoological attributes are presently unapparent to me. Such ready scholarship is not my forte, and besides, I am yet to learn to read or speak, and have no idea what my kind looks like. But let's assume I possess 23 chromosomes, and may pass my born days as human. Give me 9 months to get my X's and X's together, and I'll be delighted to meet you. In the meantime, they all care for me. The church, the state, the doctors, the judges. If someone should get into their head to harm me, she, it's usually a she apparently, had better watch out. I belong to the state. The church owns my soul, and the doctors and judges ensure that nobody inflicts pain on me. But after 9 months, I'm on my own. For 50 years of my life to come, nobody will care for me. I'll just have to help myself. A job, it'll be up to me. An education, that's something my parents should pay for. If I should steal for my own relief, a judge will put me in jail. If I am desperate, the church will comfort me, but it won't get me a job, or feed me, or house me. Don't harm others, I'll be told, especially not the unborn. Encouraged by this message, I may make a good fist of it. If of a religious persuasion, and fostered by the church, I may be enrolled in the God Man Boy Love Association, because the church abhors abortion much more than it does pedophilia. As I said, it will be all up to me. Pretty soon I'll be on my own and my transgressions will be all my own fault. But for the time being, while I remain trapped in this woman's body, I'm everybody's business but hers. To be cared for by so many is a wonderful feeling. Whatever that is, I have not as yet experienced an emotion, but I'm looking forward to it. For 9 months, I'm the apple of everyone's eye. Don't mess with the fetus, they say. That's where babies come from, and babies grow up to be workers and soldiers. People who I don't know and whom I may never meet are watching over me. Aren't I the lucky one? But tell me, why doesn't it stay this way?
The impasse of a one-God universe. He is all-knowing and all-powerful. He can't go anywhere since he is already everywhere. He can't do anything since the act of doing presupposes opposition. His universe is irrevocably thermodynamic, having no friction by definition. So he has to create friction. War, fear, sickness, death, to keep his dying show on the road. Sooner or later.
Look, boss, we don't have enough energy left to fry an elderly woman in a flea bag hotel bar.
Yeah, we'll have to start faking it. Joe looks after him sourly and mixes a bicarbonate of soda.
Sure, start faking it, sure, and leave the details to Joe.
Now look, from a real disaster, you get a pig of it. Sacrifice, heroism, grief, separation, fear, and violent death. And remember, one violent death yields more energy than a cancer ward. So, from an energy surplus, you can underwrite the next one. But the first one is a fake, you can't underwrite a shithouse. Try to explain to God Almighty where his one God universe is going. The asshole doesn't know what buttons to push or what happens when you push them. Battleship, goddammit, every man for himself. Recollect Pope John 23 saying, like a little soldier, I stand at attention in the presence of my captain. The old army game from here to eternity. Get there first us with the brownest snow.
In the words of the prophet Isaiah,
who I supported, he announced that all fathers and mothers in all societies, I'm going to praise those nations who joined our coalition, and I believe we need to take them seriously. The men and women of our armed forces have delivered a message now clear to every enemy. For the sake of American workers, I invite you to join the new USA Freedom Corps.
Our first goal is clear.
I also have a message for all Americans. Our men and women in uniform deserve the best sex with every voter in the state of Florida. Father, either you're with us or you're against us. If you aren't sure how to help create jobs in America and Texas, the president of the United States, who had been trained by Al-Qaeda, is the Almighty God's gift to every man and woman in this world. The American people are now threatened and endangered species. Father, please take this to heaven. You and I will work together in the months ahead on other issues. Thank you. Good night. And bless America.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.